Just love. The phrase's meaning has evolved for me. I've been involved in criminal justice field for the last 15 years in almost every aspect. I started out as a corrections officer in my early 20s. I became a prosecutor and defense attorney following that. And for the last 5 years, I've been a therapist working almost exclusively with men and women involved in the criminal justice system. I started out my adult life believing love, respect, dignity, etc. All of these were prospects of things that we earn. These are things that had to be, you had to get, you had to justify, you had to earn. This fit my upbringing in rural South Dakota, my farm family values. Everything is earned, whether good things or bad. I've been given an opportunity to work with the treatment court systems in Michigan. First, the drug treatment court system, and now currently the veterans treatment court system. I've worked with men and women who voluntarily have given themselves over to 18 months of intensely supervised probation. All parts of their lives, all aspects, when they go to sleep, where they are, who they're with, all monitored for 18 months for a variety of crimes. What we do is we provide a massive amount of treatment options surrounding them and the accountability to those options. When I first began the program in Muskegon, we had 8 men. 6 of them had attempted suicide within the previous 2 years before entering. And for 3 of them, their suicide attempt was the criminal event that led them into the court. So this was a very personal sort of life and death moment for most of these men. One of my greatest joys of the program is that after 2 years, we haven't had any completed or even attempted suicide attempt for any of these initial members at this point. 6 of them have graduated. 1 did not complete, and the other one was tragically killed in a car accident. I'm drawn back to the story of one man who had 3 previous suicide attempts prior to entering the court. He suffers as a chronic alcoholic, he has post-traumatic stress disorder, and he has chronic back injury. So he deals with all of these things all at once, not as specific silos, but all of them in one piece. From the very first time that we met, he had one question for me. Why do you care? And that question is asked to his probation officer, to his mentors, to the chaplain, to every single person that he's involved with. Every conversation always has that question, why do you care? And for months, I would give him an answer that made me feel good. You know, because you've deserved it, because you've done enough to earn my care, all of these things. These are answers that made me feel good about this. He's had many ups and downs with sobriety, and in 3 months, that was the longest period of sobriety he had ever had in his adult life. For the past 20 years, 3 months was the longest he had ever had. And in this time, we started to question, you know, why do you ask that question? And then I started to think, well, he asked the question for very good reasons. Why do I answer that question in the way that I do? So that brought me to the point of stopping seeking answers that made me feel good and just answering in the way that was right. I care because I do care, because I love. I loved him with no preconditions or justifications, and when I realized that, I was as free as he was. As we continued to work together over the past few months, I've noticed that the question has stopped. And when I ask others, the question stopped for them too. When you start to just love, you don't have to ask why anymore. So instead of justifying love, I came around to the idea of just love. And I'm truly seeing the value of reconciliation for him, for me, for a criminal justice system that can work, for a small set of people, for the men and women that are directly involved, and for all of those that will be involved with these men and women for the rest of their lives and all the lives of the people that they touch. It's not just about just love that is earned. For me, what I've learned is it's about just love. Just love people. Thank you.